man who is always going at a frenetic pace from techguide.com.au. Life never gets slower, does it? Stephen Fenwick, good morning.
Good morning, Todd. No, it doesn't. There's always something to talk about, mate.
Especially in the world of technology. And we're looking at a couple of things this morning. And I mentioned earlier, autonomous vehicles, they're pretty much here. But for people like you and I, not just yet. And a day is going to come where we basically start to trust the technology. We get in, we just sit back and enjoy the ride wherever we're going. But I got to say, Mark Scaife is a very game man.
He is, yeah. He's obviously the well-known V8 racing champion. And he was presented with an interesting challenge from Vodafone. Vodafone asked him, how familiar are you with the BMW M6? And he said, yeah, I've spent a few hours behind the wheel. And they said, well, how would you go if we blacked out all the windows and asked you to drive it? He sort of thought, well, that's a bit of a challenge. And what Vodafone proposed was to demonstrate the strength of their network, they would black out the windows of the car, they would set up 3 Galaxy S7 Samsung phones on the windscreen on the outside of the car and use those devices' cameras to live stream the view from outside the car to 3 Samsung tablets inside the car. So to give him the view outside the car, he had to rely on those devices and the screens in front of him. And they did this, and to raise the stakes even higher, they strapped in the Vodafone Australia CEO, Iñaki Barrieta, yeah, in the passenger seat. So he would no doubt have a lot of confidence in his network. And you can see on Tech Guide the video that they produced, and he's just tearing around the track using just the 3 tablets in front of him. It's kind of like he's got like a racing simulator view in a real car. So it's a really interesting test of the network, but a great experiment too on how accurately he was able to still drive his car at high speed around. It was around the Calder Park Raceway in Victoria.
The only difference is, in a simulator, you don't wind up in hospital if you have a crash.
Exactly right, yeah. So the stakes were pretty high, and especially you got the Vodafone boss sitting next to you as well. You had to rely on that technology. But a really interesting idea. We know Vodafone have come a long way in the last 6 years. They did have some troubles about 6 years ago with their network, but boy, have they come a long way, and now they're challenging the Telstras and Optuses of the world now as one of the best networks in Australia.
No fail. That would have been the mantra going around Calder Race Park, I would imagine. Look, the thing is, smartphones well and truly here to stay. That's a ridiculous statement, but we know. But a lot of people are still holding on to some of their old phones. We had the close down of the, was it 2G last year? Or 2G,
yeah.
It was
2G, yeah. 2G. Well, the Telstra 2G network, yeah. Yeah, that closed in December. The Optus 2G network is going to close in September, actually in April, and I think the Vodafone network will shut down in September.
So a lot of people want to take that step into the smartphone, but really either don't have the money or don't want to spend the big bucks. You've been having a look around for us this morning for some good phones that will get you into the smartphone market.
Well, there are great sort of what I call entry-level and mid-tier phones. Like we all know about the high-end phones, your iPhones, the Samsung Galaxy S7s and Google Pixels. We all know about them. They're the top-end phones that most people get on a plan because they're really expensive, or if they've got enough money, they do sometimes buy it outright. But the entry-level phones, there's plenty to choose from. Brands that you may not have heard of, like a good example is Alcatel. Alcatel in Australia is actually the number 3 brand by volume behind Apple and Samsung. And a lot of people may never have heard of them. They sell a lot of entry-level, affordable smartphones. They've got the Pop 4, which is sold through Optus. It's $119, 5-inch screen, got all the features you'd expect to find on a phone that's 5 times more expensive. They've got the Idol 4S, which is about $399, that again has similar features to the top-tier phones. Samsung also make entry-level devices, the J2, I think it's $199. That's an excellent smartphone if you want to take your first step into the smartphone world. And other brands like Oppo, a lot of Chinese brands in the market like Oppo, Huawei, they've got some interesting mid-level phones as well that are causing a bit of a stir in the market because they are affordable. And by affordable, I mean they range in price. You can get a phone as cheap as $120 mm-hmm. all the way up to $500. But what it does, it not only are you getting a device that's affordable, but it then gives users the freedom to find a SIM-only plan that offers them great value as well. So you're not locked into a contract. you can shop around and get a plan that gets you a lot of data, unlimited calls for a really affordable amount of money per week. We're talking 25, 20 bucks gets you enough data to survive on an entry-level smartphone. So if you're doing a bit of homework, and I've written about all these on Tech Guide, all these devices, doing a little bit of homework can save you a lot of money in the long run.
That's great advice, because if you thought you couldn't get into the smartphone market, you certainly can at a very canny price. Steve, thanks very much for your time this morning. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
No worries. Look forward to it. Thanks, Todd.
Check him out, techguide.com.au. And if you love your podcasts, then check that out as well. He has a wicked tech podcast.